Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all-age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
Hey, it's Trey with Daddy Mojo. Thanks for checking out the podcast this week. We're calling it kind of a rubber week for new all-age comics, and we'll explain that in a minute. In the meantime, there is a new Power Rangers graphic novel, a brand new Adventure Time graphic novel, a whole slew of Doctor Who, and two great comics for those kids who are five and up. The music you hear in the background is from Kai Engel. That's K-A-I-E-N-G-E-L. I know. He sounds like a host on NPR. It's a different Engel, different Kai, and you can check out all of their stuff over at Free Music Archives. Now, my baseball terminology is not perfect. Perhaps the term rubber game or rubber week for new all-age comics is slightly inappropriate. However, this week in all-age comics, it's really skinny. I mean, it's incredibly skinny. I've never seen a week this skinny in years. That's partially because, in 4 or 5 weeks, Free Comic Book Day is coming up, so they could be girding their loins for that. And also, the week of April 5th is jam-packed with stuff. However, let's take a look at what is new this week, because there is always something new, and this one is great for ages 5 and up. Yeah, it's great for girls age 5 and up, because a lot of the moaning call of people in comic books is that there's nothing for girls, and there's nothing for young girls. This one flies in the face of that. This is Disney Princess, number 10. This is an ongoing monthly series from Joe Comics, and this is the second issue in a monthly row that they've spotlighted a different princess. This month should not surprise you that the princess in the spotlight is Belle from Beauty and the Beast. It's a series of short stories, short, funny stories that feature Belle. I'm sure there's some Beast in there, but Amy Meberson and Georgia Ball, who have done some bang-up work with a whole lot of all-age comics, they've got some art in here. And this is a funny comic for girls, mainly for girls. Joe Books has a couple of their Disney properties that are going to be better for boys. We talked about Disney Cars once, and this is a very good companion to that. Short stories that kids will like. It's going to skew young, so ages 5 to maybe 9, and not much older. Great for young kids, and that's a rare thing to say for comics, so check it out if you have a girl that wants to read aged 5 and up. It's Disney Princess, number 10. Now, if you have an older kid that wants something new and funny and original and very surreal, very weird, this is it. Adventure Time. This is an original graphic novel. This is called Brain Robbers. And what is great about Adventure Time, if you've never read this series or seen the show, it's hard to believe you've never seen the show, but wow, they can reinvent themselves with such ease because it's such an absurd world with so many great, freaky characters. I mean, you've got Jake and Finn, who are the linchpin of everything. But this graphic novel, it's a brand new graphic novel. This is mainly about Lumpy Space Princess. That's the floating pink module cloud. Call her what you will. This is mainly about her, and it's about her most important day of her life. Bum-bum-bum. There are some side stories also that have the ancillary Adventure Time characters front and center, but this is what's great about the series Adventure Time. It's a brand new original graphic novel, never been seen before. It's for the fans, age 9 and up for this, mainly because it's so weird that younger kids won't get the humor. There's nothing inappropriate about it. It's just really weird. Like our 5-year-old looks at the comics sometimes, the Adventure Time comics. They're funny and weird and strange, and that's great, but he can't read the content in it yet. Whereas our 7.5-year-old likes to look at the comics. It's Adventure Time, and it's good stuff. Now, these two comics came out last week, and I mention them, A, because it's a very skinny week, and B, because spring break is coming up, or maybe you need something to treat your kids with. And these are two great examples of how we treat our kids, because we don't take our children to the comic book store every week. Maybe every other week, sometimes once a month, sometimes twice a month. This is one of the comics they'll always reach for. It's Looney Tunes. Issue number 236 was out last week. And this issue was single mingle. It had Daffy, Yosemite Sam, and Porky Pig on a dating show. And they're vying for the attention of one young woman who looks suspiciously like Jessica Rabbit from the back. That could be it. Great comic book. This each issue of this usually has between three or four shorter stories. So they're not short stories in that they're 2 to 3 pages. Some of the stories may be 5 to 9 pages long. Some may be a one-shot, like a one-page story. It just depends. And that's what's fun about the series. Really shakes it up. It doesn't go by a certain template that I can fathom. It's also very affordable. It's only $2.99, so for the price, you can't beat it. Also in that category is Scooby-Doo Team-Up. There's two Scooby titles that are great for all ages. This is Scooby-Doo Team-Up, where Shaggy and Scooby and the gang meet up and team up with a superhero. This issue number 24, they tag up with the Martian Manhunter, one of the misunderstood and really fringe superheroes in the DCU that, what does he do? He's like Vision. He's like Marvel's Vision, is the best way to describe him. Multicolored, skin's a different color, what's going on with him? But just like the aforementioned comic, it's only $2.99, and kids love this. They really do. Scooby-Doo Team-Up. Issue number 24, it's only $2.99. If you ever want to reach us, you're welcome to shoot us an email. It's Trey, T-R-E-Y, at daddymojo.net, or hit us up on Twitter, at daddymojo. Now, superheroes, have you seen Power Rangers? Or have you seen the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers? Or have you seen Saban's Power Rangers? They're all kind of the same thing, except if you'll note that in some of the merchandising and marketing, they no longer include Mighty Morphin. I guess because it's too reminiscent of the television show that they're kind of trying to distance themselves from with the movie. The movie's going to be appropriate for ages 12 and up just because of some of the language and situations. But it's a pretty good movie. It's surprisingly good, and I think you'll enjoy it if you were that age range. Do you read the comic book? Now that comic book from Boom Studios, that is a great comic book that's been out for about a year and a half now, and that is fun because it skews younger. So ages 9 and up, maybe even 8 and up, will jump into the Power Rangers comic book from Boom Studios and love it? They really will. This week sees a brand new graphic novel from Boom Studios called Saban Power Rangers Original Graphic Novel. Now this one takes place in the world of the movie. So since the comic book has been around for about a year and a half, they had some existing storylines that may or may not squeeze in parallel to where the movie takes place. This graphic novel jumps in where the movie takes place, and it follows that timeline, if you can kind of follow the lineage and the Wheel of Fortune timetable where this comic book takes place. This is fun stuff, and it teaches kids, you hate to talk about lessons and stuff, because anybody who's reading this that is a young reader, they're going to say, I don't want to learn lessons, I want comics, I want action, I want fighting, I want combat. But parents, this does teach some really good lessons about teamwork, overcoming things, and it's fun. It does all that at the same time. And in reality, any good superhero comic does that, but you kind of need to sell this one a little more because they've been so cheesy for so long. This is not cheesy. The best example for parents listening to this is going to be Batman, circa the late 1980s. Remember when Tim Burton took on Batman with Michael Keaton, and the rub was, it's going to be a serious kick-butt Batman that's not cheesy 60s. Because before that, most people thought of Batman in cinema as cheesy Adam West Batman. So when Tim Burton did the serious, fun, respectable Batman, that switched everything on its head. That is kind of what is happening here with the Rangers, the Power Rangers. See, you can just go Rangers, and it sounds cooler. Yeah, so check it out. It's a brand new graphic novel. Power Rangers, and your kids 9 and up, they'll love it. Also, check out the monthly comic from Boom Studios. It's fabulous stuff. Last week, this issue came out. We didn't talk about it. It is the best miniseries so far this year. Actually, it's a tie for the best miniseries. We'll get to the tiebreaker next week. It's Batman Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Adventures. This is issue 5 of 6. It's the next to the last issue in the miniseries from IDW and IDW Publishing and DC Comics. This series has all the action you want in an all-age comic without sacrificing any of the story or the street cred. It's great for ages 7 and up, maybe even 6 and up. Great action, fabulous stuff. Batman Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Adventures, issue 5 of 6. It's out in stores now. In science fiction and action this week, there are a couple new releases you want to check out, and most of them revolve around Doctor Who. There are so many Doctor Who books, it's mental. And this week, they're all kind of hitting at the same time. You've got Doctor Who, the 10th Doctor. This is a trade paperback called Arena of Fear. You've got Doctor Who, the 11th Doctor, The Malignant Truth. Now, this one collects issues from the monthly series from Titan Comics. It collects issues 11 through 15 of the second year of the 11th Doctor. Stay with me. The third Doctor Who release is the 9th Doctor, the 11th issue. Now, this is a standalone comic book, so if you want to just jump in and say, you know what, I'm curious about this Doctor Who because I've seen the show and it's awesome, which it is, the comic book is as good, and it kind of skews, again, like television, it skews slightly younger. So if your child saw Doctor Who and it scared them, because some of the issues, some of the episodes, can be scary, the comic book skews a little bit younger. So jump into this one. It's a brand new storyline starting with Doctor Who, the 9th Doctor, issue number 11. It's $3.99. If you're curious about Doctor Who, jump in there. If you are an avowed Whovian, you've got two brand new graphic novels to jump into this week and get your Who on. There you go. Last week, one of our favorite all-age comics came out. It's Lumberjanes. We talk about this this series occasionally. It's being made into a major motion picture. It is one of the templates for what a great all-age comic book should be, because it combines science fiction, humor, and it's slightly left of center also because it has an all-girl cast. And it doesn't specifically cater to girls. So when you hear like, oh, all-girl cast, it must be like princesses in the forest and whatnot, but it's not. It's very cool action, very cool science fiction, and it's funny. It's something that boys or girls will really like. And this one has a roller derby. It's fun. It's great. Boys or girls will like it. It's only $3.99. If you've never read an episode of Lumberjanes, jump in, because most of the issues stand alone. This one stands alone. Jump in. You will love it. The graphic novel is art. Yes, I stand by that statement. And anybody who's read some really great graphic novels will attest to that, that it's a way of storytelling that is on a different vein. And some graphic novels are okay. Some are really great. Rust is one of those graphic novels that I never read just because I got busy and, you know, things are busy. Life happens. The second volume of Rust, the trade paperback, is out. And we just read it, and it's fabulous. It's more along the lines of the graphic novel or the trade paperback as art. And this is an all-age graphic novel. It's going to be okay for ages 7 and up. I don't know if that age will really like it because it's not an action-packed graphic novel. It's more a graphic novel or a trade paperback that really tells a story because there's some sparseness in the image. There are lots of panels with no words, lots of panels with where the title character is not the focus of the artwork. But the artwork, in its minimalism, when it wants to be, and how it really jams in and focuses on the action when the action starts to happen, is really impressive. And ages 10 and up will be immediately attracted to this, I think. It's Rust. Volume 2. This is a trade paperback. There are four books in the Rust series. This one's called Secrets of the Cell. It involves a robot, a family, some family dynamics, and just enough mystery, like circa X-Files, who's the mysterious person in the field, whatnot, that will really intrigue that age, as well as any reader. Ages 10 and up, you'll love this. It's appropriate for 7 and up, but those younger readers may not dig it just because it could be a little esoteric and sparse for you. This is Trey with Daddy Mojo.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.